Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Habnan with your 7 News briefing for Monday, November 29. A third case of the new coronavirus strain Omicron has been detected in a traveller who entered the Northern Territory. Health authorities announced today genomic sequencing confirmed a man who travelled from South Africa tested positive to the new variant. He's currently in quarantine at the Howard Springs facility. It's the first Omicron case in the Northern Territory and the third in the country after two others were detected in New South Wales over the weekend. South African doctors report the most common symptoms reported by those who have tested positive for Omicron are severe fatigue, headaches and body aches, and so far they haven't had any severely ill patients. Federal Independent MP Bob Catter was refused entry to a New South Wales pub over the weekend after failing to provide proof of his COVID-19 vaccinations. Catter tried to enter the Tamworth Hotel yesterday while in town to discuss challenges facing regional and rural Australia. In a statement today, Catter said he's had both his COVID vaccinations but doesn't have a smartphone, so was unable to check in using the state government app. He's also called his treatment un-Australian. And police have had a major breakthrough in the investigation into Sydney's Inner West rapist, arresting a man this morning. Strike Force McCoy was established in March 2004 to investigate 13 separate sexual assaults in the Sydney metropolitan area between August 23, 2003 and November 2, 2004. A 51-year-old man has now been arrested and taken to Bankstown Police Station, where he is expected to be charged with multiple offences. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.